Narrative frameworks. 24. We clear our seeing. We clear any distortion that exists or appears to exist within seeing. We clear away all that we are not to come to what we are. We are cleaning the window pane so that we may see more clearly. But what is it we are seeing . We are seeing objects. What is it that sees? It is the subject that sees the objects that are seen. And what is this subject? Is it just half of the duality of the subject-object divide? Half of the division of the perceptual framework of worldly being? That which sees and that which is seen, that which experiences and that which is experienced, that which knows and that which is known, or that which doesn't know and that which is known. You know, there's these dualities of worldly existence, and these dualities are necessary for the worldly play to be happening, for the worldly play to occur, for the worldly play to be experienced by us. And as we clear the distortions within us, it is really the wholeness of consciousness that is experiencing this worldly play. That which experiences everything, and yet itself remains independent somehow of experience, that which is the witness. The witness is that which experiences all experiences, but which itself is not experienced as the wholeness of itself. And of course it is experienced, because the whole of manifest existence is this. So everything, all the subject-object duality, is the play of the One. But the One as One is not in the play. The One as One has to split into apparent expressions of itself in order to enjoy the play. And so non-duality exists in duality for as long as it is experiencing this play. But consciousness, our consciousness, we can come back to center, we can draw all of our external identifications back in to the true nature of who we are. And as we integrate, as we heal, as we process everything, we are either taken out into the things that we are processing, we become identified with the play, or we come back in through realizing that all of the symbols of the play, all of the arrangements and patterns of the play, are the arrangements and patterns of the One itself. So we can come back to this position that is beyond position, this position of oneness which sees everything as the occurrence of something other than itself, but ultimately that sees everything in the play of the world as the occurrence of itself. And it seems there are three stages, perhaps. You could probably number as many or as few as you want. But for the sake of eliciting something here, three stages of being. First stage. It's by no means the source. But more the condition we find ourselves in of the source removed from itself. And this is the ego body mind. The ego body mind is consciousness, the whole of consciousness, channeled down into a single point of attention. And believing it is this single point of attention. We believe we are our body minds, but what is this we? What is this nature of being that believes this? So this is a question that comes when consciousness is moving beyond or transcending the ego body mind. We start to question there is more than just this focused point of attention. And so as we search, as we explore through the vehicle of the ego body mind, this beautiful vehicle of the ego body mind, as we explore out in the world, out into the manifest aspects of consciousness, this subject of the ego body mind exploring the objective reality or apparently objective reality, we start to realize that we are more than just the things we think we are. We are more than the labels we give ourselves and the associations we make to things, the investments that give us a sense of who we are in the world play. We are more than these things. We are more than just the ego body mind. And we know this, and so when we deny this, we feel feelings of perhaps entrapment or meaninglessness or depression even, because we know that there must be something more. And it's this knowing that drives us on. It's not a knowing to be medicated against. It's a knowing that drives us on to the discovery of what is beyond the body mind. And so as we discover gradually, bit by bit, it's like the shell cracks, that the shell of the ego body mind doesn't physically crack, it kind of, our investment in it, our energetic attachment to it kind of falters, kind of there's cracks emerge in this system of understanding, and we realize a transcendent consciousness. Eventually we come to see the greater essence of consciousness, that from which the ego body mind is born and ego body mind exists in as an experience. We come to the knowing of the one, of the source, of the absolute. Pure consciousness, pure awareness. And this is the second stage. So stage one is ego body mind. Stage two is, you've come out of ego body mind, you've come to the witness, that which sees all, that which is all, and that which sees all. But I think when we first come to this light, there's this transcendent sense of oneness, of totality, of holism. And this is the second stage. The third stage is realizing that this oneness is not something out there detached from us. This oneness, like I suggested just now is that which sees everything and all. It is that which sees through our body, mind, being. It is that which sees through the mechanism of the ego, body, mind. So in this sense, the ego, body, mind is not something which is detached from wholeness anymore. The ego, body, mind is the vehicle through which wholeness is consciously experienced and expressed. Perhaps it has always been the vehicle through which consciousness is experienced and expressed, but unconsciously. And so when the body, mind, ego dissolves, we come to oneness. This oneness we consciously know through our direct internal sense of alignment to it. And it's not a thought thing, it's a felt thing. We know this oneness, we know the truth of this oneness. We know this to be the source of all, the seer of all, the witness. And then the third stage, all that is witness, all of the objects that are witnessed by this pure consciousness, this I that sees, I, letter I, E, Y, E, I. That which sees all the objects of seeing are no longer separate to the seer. All that is witnessed is also this pure consciousness. All that is witnessed is this pure consciousness also. And in this being, the truth of your being has integrated into itself. You have come home to your essence, and the world becomes a place of your essence in which to express and experience your essence. And this truly is the union of mind, body, spirit, and this truly is the union of heaven and earth.